Welcome to the video broadcast of Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church with pastor and teacher, Reverend Dr. Randall Kane Jr. Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church is located at 101 North Dunleith Avenue in Winston-Salem. Please sit back and enjoy this message already in progress.
Beloved, as we have come to the end of the month of April, we've also come to the end of our three-part sermonic journey to the message. Stop looking back. Amen. Stop looking back. Somebody say that right now. Now, beloved, in our journey with Abraham, we have learned that there are times in our life when we need to stop looking back, because it is time to go. Amen. In our journey with Abraham, we have learned that there are times in our life when we need to stop looking back, because God gives us a new name. Amen. Beloved, none of this would matter if our lives stayed exactly the same. But, somebody say but. Beloved, God tells us it is time to go for a purpose. And beloved, God gives us a new name for a purpose. And beloved, that purpose is for better days ahead. Better days ahead of us than we have experienced behind us. Amen. Amen. Beloved, the title of today's message is Stop Looking Back, Part 3. Better days ahead. Better days ahead. Beloved, how many of you love your family? Maybe that was a risky question. I mean, how many of you want the best for your family? I mean, how many of you would do anything to make sure your family has the best that life has to offer them? I mean, how many of you love your family? Beloved, Abraham loved his family. And part of his family was his nephew Lot, Lot's wife, Lot's two daughters and their husbands who lived in a place called Sodom. Abraham, for some reason, wanted to reach out to his family in Sodom, a reason not yet revealed by God, but a reason that moved him to share, as shared in Genesis 18:16. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. Beloved, in life, you can do the right thing. Amen. And then life happens. Because, beloved, God happens. What do I mean? Beloved, Sodom and Gomorrah were neighboring cities, kind of like Winston and Salem were neighboring towns until the merger of the two in 1913. We were not always Winston-Salem. Winston and Salem merged because of points of commonality, such as sharing of the local postal services. They had the same postal service in the area. Beloved, Sodom and Gomorrah had points of commonality because of wickedness, sin, and godlessness, which were so pronounced in the world that they reached God in heaven. Now, beloved, we can know that things are not right in the world, in our nation, in our state, in our county, in our city, in our community, in our neighborhood, in our home. But, somebody say, but. We can often wonder if things will ever change, if God knows, if God will do anything about it. Beloved, you will never know everything that God is going to do for you. And beloved, in God doing for you, God may keep some things, some people, and some places, hear me right, from you. As God considered doing for Abraham in Genesis 18 and 17, and the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?" Why hide anything from Abraham? Because as God continued in Genesis 18:18, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For all the good that God wants to do for you, God sometimes won't let some stuff happen to you that's going to mess with you to keep you from being who God is calling you to be. You see, beloved, if God has a call on your life, then what God keeps from happening in your life might be necessary for what God is going to call to happen in your life. What do I mean? Beloved, many of us can remember and recall those in our lives who got caught up. But, beloved, you did not get caught up because God has something better for you. Beloved, many of us can remember and recall those in our lives who got turned out. But beloved, you did not get turned out because God has something better for you. Beloved, many of us can remember and recall those in our lives who got tripped up. But beloved, you did not get tripped up because God has something better for you. God did not let you get caught out, turned out, or tripped up with a mess that might mess up your blessing. You see, beloved, God did not want for Abraham to get caught up, turned out, or tripped up because God had planned blessings for Abraham, and God did not want Abraham to get caught up, turned out, or tripped up. You see, beloved, God knew Abraham as God revealed in Genesis 18, 19, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him." Beloved, as God told the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1 and 5, "Before," not after, "before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." God knew Abraham before he was Abram, and before he was in his mother's womb, and before he was just a seed in his father's Terah's loins. God knew Abraham. And beloved, if God knew Abraham before Abraham was Abraham, then God had a plan for Abraham's life. If Abraham would give his life back to God in following God, obeying God, and trusting God. Beloved, look at your neighbor right now and tell them, God knows you. God has always known you. And God will always know you. And beloved, in God knowing Abraham, God knew that God could trust Abraham to lead his family and his household. Beloved, God knows you. Beloved, can God trust you to lead your family and your household? Beloved, and in God knowing Abraham, God knew that Abraham would lead his family and his household to follow God. Beloved, God knows you. Beloved, can God trust you to lead your family and your household to follow God? And beloved, in God knowing Abraham, God knew that Abraham had stopped looking back to the past and was now believing in God for better days ahead. Beloved, God knows you. Beloved, can God trust you to believe so greatly in the blessings of God that you will stop looking back and believe in God for better days ahead? Can anybody believe in God for better days ahead? You see, it matters, beloved, because for you to have better days ahead, you have got to stop looking back. Looking back to what, you might ask. Beloved, how many of you have heard the phrase, "What happens in Vegas?" I didn't even have to finish. "What happens in Vegas stays." Some of y'all look like y'all haven't been to Vegas, been like, ha 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 ha. And extended that phrase to your life by believing that what happens at the club stays at the club. What happens in the dark stays in the dark. What happens behind closed doors stays behind closed doors. I can see I'm making some folks uncomfortable in here. Good. Or perhaps better said, how many of you have believed those lies? You see, beloved, God sees it all. And God knows it all. And God has consequences for every single one of our decisions. Decisions in Vegas, decisions at the club, decisions in the dark, and decisions behind closed doors. As revealed in Genesis 18 and 20, "And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous." Somebody say, God knows.
God knows.
I will go down now. Somebody say, God knows. And see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it. Somebody say, God knows.
God knows.
Which has come unto me. Somebody say, God knows.
God knows.
And if not, somebody say, God knows.
God knows.
I will know. Somebody say, God knows.
God knows.
You see, beloved, when it comes to life, it is like when an issue arises between two people. One person has their side of the story. Another person has their side of the story. And then, beloved, there is another side to the story. The side that really matters most of all. God's side of the story. And, beloved, you do not have to tell God anything about you or your story because God already knows it all. Amen.
Amen.
Now, beloved, some people hear bad news knowing that it's going to go from bad to worse. And they might just say, Lord, Lord, Lord. There were some men with Abraham who did just that in Genesis 18 and 22. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. They just knew things were not going to go well. The doctor gave me some bad news, so it's going to go bad. But is there something else? The bank gave me some bad news, so it is going to go bad, but is there something else? My family, my friends, my acquaintances, my lovers, my haters gave me some bad news, so it is going to go bad, but is there something else? Beloved, that is what some people do. Believe the bad news is all that there is. But for others like Abraham, they wonder if there is something else. As Genesis 18, 22 continue, but, somebody say but. Abraham stood yet before the Lord. You see, beloved, some people hear the bad news in the world and accept that the news is just bad. And then some people, I pray that this house is full of these people, turn to God, because it is time to stop looking back, because maybe it is time to go, because maybe they're looking for a new name, because maybe there are better days ahead. Amen. So, beloved, Abraham boldly, courageously, confidently went before God to reach out on behalf of others in Genesis 18, 23. And Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" Abraham was asking God, is there something else? God, is there any hope? Beloved, it was a conversation with God. It was a prayer with God. It was intercessory prayer with God. Abraham was conversing with God for, praying to God for, interceding with God for Sodom and Gomorrah's health, wealth, and relationships, their everything. So, beloved, Abraham started asking. Somebody say, preacher, read between the lines. Beloved, between the lines, Abraham began bargaining with God. Now, beloved, if you're going to bargain with someone, especially with God, you need to know what you're talking about. Amen. What you're asking for. What you're requesting. Amen. Beloved, while the Holy Bible does not tell us the total number of people who were in Sodom and Gomorrah when Abraham began bargaining, interceding, praying on their behalf, estimates range from as low as 600 people to as many as 750,000 people in Sodom and Gomorrah. And so, beloved, with these numbers in mind, Abraham began bargaining with God. Abraham asked, if there were 50 righteous people found in Sodom and Gomorrah, would God spare them? God said, yes. But, beloved, Abraham knew Sodom and Gomorrah. So Abraham continued to ask, if there were 40 righteous people found in Sodom and Gomorrah, would God spare them? God said, yes. But, beloved, Abraham knew Sodom and Gomorrah. So Abraham continued to ask, if there were 20 righteous people found in Sodom and Gomorrah, would God spare them? God said, yes. Now, beloved, sometimes, hear me right, this may not be anybody in here, but sometimes, beloved, you know how jacked up your people, places, and things are. And because you know how jacked up your people, places, and things are, you have to keep asking for God to bless your jacked up people, your jacked up places, and your jacked up things on a continuously negative sliding scale. Abraham knew how jacked up Sodom and Gomorrah's people, places, and things were, so he continued in Genesis 18:32, and he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry. Don't get mad at me, God. I'm just asking. And I will speak yet but this once. I ain't going to bother you no more, God. Peradventure, perhaps if I can find 10. And he, God, said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Beloved, let me write, Abraham started with 50, and he whittled it down to 10. You see, beloved, I believe Abraham was still feeling kind of shaky about that number. Because, beloved, sometimes you know how jacked up your people, places, and things are. As Abraham knew how jacked up the people, places, and things were in Sodom and Gomorrah. But the bargaining was over, as revealed in Genesis 18:33, and the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. At the end of our prayers, we say, amen. Which in Hebrew means, so be it. True, verily, truly. You see, beloved, all Abraham could now say was amen, because the bargaining was over, because the deal was struck, and now it would be what it was going to be. Amen. Now somebody say, preacher, read between the lines. Beloved, between the lines, God did not like what God saw in Sodom and Gomorrah. Beloved, between the lines, God could not find 10 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah. Beloved, between the lines, God decided it was time to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Beloved, between the lines, God determined that God would get Abraham's nephew, Lot, and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so God sent 2 angels to get Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Beloved, God was going to get Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah because of Abraham. You see, beloved, it is nice to have family and friends in high places. Some of us strive for that. But, somebody say, but. Beloved, it is best to have family and friends who know God in holy places. That's what is best, beloved. You see, beloved, it was time to stop looking back. As Genesis 19, 12 through 13 revealed, and the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides thee, son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. Beloved, do understand. Please understand. I hope you understand that you cannot do wrong forever. Beloved, do understand that the wrong that you do will eventually catch up to you. Yes. Beloved, do understand that if you do wrong for too long in your health, it will eventually lead to sickness and possibly death. Yes. Beloved, do understand that if you do wrong too long in your wealth, it will eventually lead to you being broken poor. Yes. Beloved, do understand that if you do wrong for too long in your relationships, it will eventually lead to you being lonely and alone. But beloved, when God provides a way out, then it is time to stop looking back at the wrong that you have done or that's been done to you, because there are better days ahead. Amen. Can somebody clap your hands if you believe that no matter what you've been through, no matter what they did to you, there are better days ahead. Beloved, Lot looked for the better days as shown in Genesis 19, 14. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. Beloved, Lot recognized, as Abraham had to recognize when he was still Abram, and answered his first call from God that it was time to go. It was time to go. But beloved, you can tell some people, hear me right, what is best. And some of you all have done this. You can tell some people what is best. But beloved, some people will simply not do what is best. As Genesis 19, 14 continued, but he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Beloved, often, everybody does not want to hear what you have to say about God. Family, friends, acquaintances, neighbors, co-workers, classmates, strangers, even church members sometimes. Until it is too late. For Lot's sons-in-law, perhaps those who married his daughters while in Sodom and Gomorrah, they ignored the wisdom of Lot, of the angels, and of God. Beloved, as a word of caution, be wise and discerning who you let in your family. Yes. For these sons-in-law decided to stay behind, while the rest of the family decided to go. As Genesis 19, 15 through 16 tells us, and with the morning arose, and the angel hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy 2 daughters, but not their husbands, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, he wanted to go, but he kind of didn't want to go. The men laid hold upon his hand and said, let's go, Lot. And upon the hand of his wife said, let's go. And upon the hand of his 2 daughters, they said, let's go. The Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. Beloved, as I have counseled my children, my church family, and those who listen to me, I believe strongly in the acronym PTO. Preparation plus timing equals opportunity. You have to prepare yourself to listen to God. And when God is speaking, it is time to listen. And when you are prepared to listen to God, and God speaks to you, and you listen to God, then God will give you the opportunity to be blessed. God was giving Lot and his family the opportunity to be blessed. And they took it, but, somebody say, but. They had to do something. For Genesis 19, 17 reveals, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. He says, stop looking back. Neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Somebody say, preacher.
Preacher.
Read between the lines. Beloved, between the lines, Lot and his family left Sodom and Gomorrah. Beloved, between the lines, Lot did not believe he and his family could make it all the way to the mountain and actually go to a city, instead a city named Zoar. Beloved, between the lines, God let Lot and his family make it to Zoar, and then came disaster. As Genesis 19, 24, 25 tells us, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities, including Lot's sons-in-law, and that which grew upon the ground. Beloved, at this point, the family has stopped looking back on the certain disaster because there were better days ahead in Zoar when God brought them out. Now, beloved, some praise God for bringing them out of the place of disaster in their lives. Anybody want to praise God right now for God getting you out? Anybody want to thank God right now for God getting you out? I don't know what it is, but somebody in here should have something in their lives where they want to thank God for getting them out. Somebody gave up on you, but not God. The doctor gave you a bad report, but not God. Somebody wouldn't help you write that check, wouldn't give you that job, but not God. Somebody said, you ain't worth loving no more, but not God. Not God, not God, not God. Some praise God in their health, their wealth, and their relationships, but hear me right, but some keep looking back. And instead of having better days ahead, please hear me right, they relapse. They slip back. They hope for a better future while being stuck in a not-so-good past. For Genesis 19, 26 shows us, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Beloved, Lot's wife was supposed to be following Lot, who was following God, and she relapsed. She slipped back. She was hoping for a better future while being stuck in a not-so-good past, just like those who come out of drug addiction and go back. Just like those who come out of alcohol addiction and go back. Just like those who come out of food and drink addiction and go back. Like those who come out of sex addiction and go back. Just like those who come out of spending addiction and go back. You name it, whatever you can come out of and then go back. And then, beloved, you stop moving forward because you could not stop looking back. And there are not better days ahead because you get stuck right where you are as Lot's wife. Stop moving forward. Look back. And Lot's wife had no better days ahead. It was a sad day for Lot and his daughters. It was a bad day for Lot and his daughters. It was a dog day for Lot and his daughters. It was a day where they lived the words of Psalm 30 and 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but somebody say, but somebody say, but somebody say, but joy cometh in the morning. Thank you, Lord. Well, beloved, the next day was a better day for Lot and his daughters because God had made good on his promise to Abraham when he was still Abram, that Abram will be a blessing to others. And beloved, Abraham had blessed Lot and his family because of his relationship, hear me right, with God. With God. It just required for Lot to do as Abraham had been doing, to stop looking back. Lot and his daughter stopped looking back, and instead of experiencing death with the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah as a consequence of disbelief in God and sin, they obeyed and had better days ahead. Thank you, Lord. And so, beloved, on the next day, Genesis 19, 27 through 28 tells us, and Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, where he had prayed to God, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. Beloved, this clearly saddened Abraham because Abraham had prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah's deliverance from this devastation. Beloved, how many prayers have we prayed for those who we wanted to come out, for those we wanted to get out, for those we wanted to go in another direction in their lives, and sometimes it works, it seems it works, but then sometimes it just don't. What do? We stop praying? No, we keep on praying. We recognize they got to make a decision too. You decide to pray, but what if they decide to stay? And they keep on looking back and they won't move forward, they won't look forward. You see, beloved, because Abraham had learned to stop looking back, he had enough sense to pray to God for his family. And God blessed Abraham and his family, as revealed in Genesis 19, 29. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham. God remembered grandma's prayers. God remembered mama's prayers. God remembered grandpa's prayers. God remembers daddy's prayers. God remembered your prayers and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. Beloved, as Abraham had learned, Lot and his daughters had learned to stop looking back. Why? Because there were better days ahead. Beloved, where in your life is it time? This is serious right now. Beloved, where in your life is it time to stop looking back? Beloved, God can tell you that it's time to go. Will you stop looking back? Beloved, God can give you a new name, but will you stop looking back? Beloved, God can promise you that there are better days ahead. Just read your Bible, it tells you there are better days ahead. But will you stop looking back? Beloved, people can hold you back, and you can blame people until you decide to stop looking back. Beloved, places can hold you back, and you can blame the places until you decide to stop looking back. Beloved, things can hold you back, and you can blame the things until you decide to stop looking back. For you to have the promised, blessed, amazing, better days ahead of you, you have got to stop looking back at the old past, never to be visited again, days behind you. It takes faith in God to do so. And God will give you that faith. And if you will stop looking back, God will give you better days ahead. Was Dorothy Norwood saying, better days ahead? Better days ahead. Keep on looking up. Keep on looking up. Better days ahead. Better days ahead. Things are looking up for you. Beloved, stop looking back because it is time to go. Beloved, stop looking back because God has given you a new name, redeemed. And beloved, stop looking back because there are better days ahead. Amen. 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 Hand clap of praise to you, God. There are better days ahead. There are better days ahead. There are better days ahead.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio broadcast of Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church with pastor and teacher, Reverend Dr. Randall Cain Jr.
It is our prayer that this message inspires you to further your walk with Christ. For more information about Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, go to our website, zmmbc.net, or call 336-725-7390. We live stream our services on our Facebook page. Just search for Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church page. Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church is located at 101 North Dunleith Avenue in Winston-Salem. Be blessed and continue to further your walk with Christ.